Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Meditations for Visionary Leaders podcast. And I'm Diane Allen, your host. Today's meditation will be about transcending doubt. So our reading that we're going to start off with while you get ready for the meditation is from the book Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. And this is from day number 281. So as I read the word of the day and the quote and of the reading about it, I invite you to sit comfortably in a place where you will not be disturbed. Allow yourself to close your eyes or sit in a grounded way so that the only thing that's important right now is you and your breath and your connection to all that is. So exhaling slowly, and inhaling, and exhaling. A perfect rhythm of your breathing and getting yourself comfortable, allowing any tension in your shoulders or jaw or back to just float away. I invite you to go within and allow your innermost visionary self to be attentive and loved. Today's word is doubt. The quote is by Robert Browning, and he says, "I show you doubt to show you that faith exists." And the reading is, doubt is a real foe for many people. Visionaries, leaders, and sensitives often struggle with doubt. I have a friend who struggles with doubt often. She has many gifts and she is aware of them. And I often wonder what happens to her faith when the doubt emerges and sabotages her goals. She is a professional, gifted person with many talents. She often shares how she is doubtful and struggles with feeling like she can do things. She is known for her connection spiritually, yet doubt sneaks in like an odorless smoke and wreaks havoc. It is faith that conquers this doubt. You can see doubt as it emerges, as an avenue to demonstrate to yourself the faith you have in yourself. Doubt is common in many people, but faith is stronger than doubt. Isn't it time that you use doubt as a call for faith to come forward rather than giving doubt control and sabotaging your vision? It is time to put doubtful thinking in its place, the back seat. So this is a day and a time to allow our faith to transmute any doubt or fears or worries, allowing ourselves to breathe fully and allow the oxygen to love each cell in our being, and allowing ourselves to sink comfortably into our place on earth. So if you're sitting in a chair or you're lying down, you're supported by the floor that's supported by Mother Earth. So no matter where we are or what we are doing, we are supported. And in that, we can have faith. So breathing and allowing the air to nourish each cell of your being, I ask you now to draw your faith forward. In what do you have faith? Do you have faith in nature? the universe, the divine, God, Buddha, Jesus, your mother, yourself? And maybe the answer is yes to all of those. Or maybe you have faith in the unfoldment and process of things. Maybe you have faith in the amazing advancements of science and the human creativity and intellect. Or maybe you have faith that when you turn on a light switch, there's light, or you turn on the faucet, there's water. And I'll bet even some of you have faith that when you open the door to your home, your loving pet is greeting you. Your cat may be hiding a little bit and coy, but the dog is always there, right? So we have faith in a lot of things. I'll bet you even have faith when you sit in a chair because you don't test it first, you just sit and it holds you. That's an act of faith. So join me now in some time to bring our faith forward, allowing the faith that's deep within you to come into your awareness more fully, allowing your heart to be opened by the connection, allowing your mind to still and relax and breathe as you journey within, feeling perfect faith. Because we know that perfect faith casts out all fear and removes all doubt. For doubt is a form of fear. So faith is our perfect antidote, releasing all doubt. If you notice any tight spot in your body, focus your mind's eye there, focus your attention there. And exhaling and inhaling, increase the level of faith in your energy. Feel your faith stronger, pointed right at that area, and allowing the strength of your inner faith to cleanse whatever is blocking there. Maybe an old emotion of fear, maybe pain. And feeling your faith very strongly. Breathing deeply and allowing that faith to fill all of you. In your mind's eye, bring into your mind a situation where you may feel doubt or concern. And just lovingly look at the situation like it's a movie, while you maintain the feeling and experience of faith. And looking at the movie, the little TV show of the doubt or fear thing, you allow your faith to grow ever stronger as your faith energy fills your being. There's no more room for that doubt. Seeing now the faith transform the doubt. And in that transformation, you see your possibilities and opportunity. Always breathing, always focusing. Ah. Just letting it out. And being quiet. And being still. Allowing. Ah. And as the faith washes away that doubt and fear, you feel a lightness in your heart. A smile may come over your face, and your entire being feels brighter, knowing that doubt is simply a sign, a reminder, if you will, to turn up the faith. Doubt does not have to rule our life, nor is it meant to stay there. Doubt lets us know we're out of alignment or we're off track. And it reminds us that there is a faith to come back to allow the doubt to be released. So in your sensitivities, you might doubt being able to handle things. Allow your faith in yourself to give that a perspective. Ah, perfect timing. Breathing and allowing yourself the opportunity to release doubt in yourself, doubt in others, doubt in the world. Knowing that doubt has a message and you don't have to give it a place to live. So if doubt is knocking on your door, say thank you for the message. Thank you. And turn immediately within to your faith in you, your faith in the perfect unfoldment of this universe. For your faith is stronger in every situation. So after thanking the doubt for its message and its lesson, it is perfectly respectful to release it, allowing the energy and the heaviness of the doubt to flow from you down into Mother Earth, for she transmutes that into beautiful oil to create light for someone else. And the doubt goes into Mother Earth, and Mother Earth knows exactly what to do to transmute that doubt, to serve another. And she knows exactly what to do to love you. So I invite you now to place your hand over your heart and feel your heartbeat. Your heart is always there beating all the time. And your heartbeat is tuned to the heartbeat of our Mother Earth. So when we relax and we just allow our heart to beat in its regular rhythm, we in fact are connected to all that is, to our earth, to all other beings, to the solar system, to everything. How cool is that? Oh, and releasing any inner resistance or judgment or pain, anything that comes up, just taking some more deep breaths and allowing the stuckness to go out into the universe, for it has no place in you right now. Right now, our inner worlds are being cleansed with oxygen and faith and calmness. And to this we say yes. 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 Breathing in the quiet, allowing your mind to rest, It's going to be okay. You are okay. You are safe. So say these words with me. As I speak them, repeat them to yourself. I am safe. I am safe. I am able to do what ought to be done by me. I am able to do what ought to be done by me. I am loving, and I am loved. I am loving, and I am loved. Perfectly relaxing. And in this safe space, allow yourself to feel your heart, to feel the love within your being, to have faith awaken, and all doubt transformed and transmuted into wholehearted action of kindness and love toward yourself and all others. Lingering here for just a moment, paying attention to any inner message you might experience, whether it's a picture or a word or a feeling, we begin to prepare ourselves to return to our safe, sacred space. So with a smile on your face, you might want to wiggle your fingers or wiggle your toes just a bit to allow yourself to come back to this time and this space. Coming back gently, oh so gently, hearing the beautiful Tibetan bowl reminding you of your beauty and your grace. Offering gratitude to yourself for taking this time apart for yourself. And when you are ready, I invite you to open your eyes, seeing the world bright and fresh and clean. And so it is. Thank you, friends, for listening to this meditation about doubt and releasing doubt. It is my honor to be here for you, and if there's ever a request for a topic, please email me in the link, and I will be happy to offer you a meditation topic just for you. I am here to serve you, and I invite you to check out the book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders, if you would like daily readings for each day. But thank you for joining me. Thank you for being who you are in the world. And until the next meditation episode, be well.